Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Macquarie Radio Network's Summer of Cricket.
Bolt to bowl the next delivery. He's got the edge and he's out caught behind. Smith has gone on his way back to the pavilion for 138.
Bracewell steams in again and Marsh is struck on the pad. He is triggered as well. He's given straight away. So LBW.
Just wonder whether that couple there, whether they have to sleep in different bedrooms while the test match is going on here.
Well, we haven't seen any action out on the balcony, just the flags standing proudly. You know what I mean, Luke.
I beg your pardon.
So we see Southie bowl the first ball on the pads, and the finger has come up, and he's out. Gone. Voges, LBW for 119, as Mitchell Johnson comes out to the field, and they have given him a guard of honour, the New Zealand players. So that's a nice touch, as Mitchell Johnson makes his way to the crease for his very last test match innings.
And he's walking up now and he's going to shake the hand of Brendan McCullum, the captain, which he does. Oh, that's a lovely gesture.
There's a swing and he's caught. Caught behind. Johnson walks. He's out for 29 in his last test innings. He will be showing some appreciation by the fans that have come down to see this last day's play. Four more runs to Stark. He moved to 28. They lead by 320 and they've declared. A declaration has been made.
Hazelwood with him. Guptill is hit on the pad as he was searching forward, only half forward.
Ouch.
On the box, was it?
It's hit the crack. It's hit the crack.
It's hit more than the crack. None for 28.
Spot on there, Tip.
It's raining, and we're going to have an interruption, unfortunately.
Now, this is really rare, because I've rarely seen these guys work when rain's on, so they're running out pretty well here. They're going to put the hessian on, because I never saw covers here for years. There they are. I wonder if they've got holes in them, moths in them.
Comes in and bowls to the left-hander, Latham, who pulls in the air. There's a fine leg down there. He's under it, Hazelwood, and he takes the catch. Johnson has a wicket. And there's a big celebration at the Wacker.
For WA, it has caught! He's been caught, he jumped! He fended the ball away from his body. Joe Birds had his eyes on it, he came forward.
Brilliant catch and some hostile bowling here from Mitchell Johnson. Roll back the years.
The test match has been declared over. So now it's farewell, Mitch. Johnson with a souvenir stump and his beloved green cap above his head being waved to sections of the crowd, and now he's going to be hoisted as the big men, Josh Hazelwood and Mitch Stark, raise him onto their shoulders.